We're going to get the latest on what's happened in the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Of course, over the last couple of years, you've always heard the voice of Drew Wilson with NDOT do our reports, but we've got somebody new with some new voices once again. NDOT, please welcome to the airwaves. I do believe for the first time, Taylor Wendt from NDOT. Taylor, good morning. How you been?
Morning, Rich. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for continuing this. Well, I think it's a great thing. We have a good relationship with the Nebraska Department of Transportation. We always like to get the rundown of all the projects, whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter. Doesn't matter. So, Taylor, thanks a lot for doing this again.
Yeah, no problem. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So excited to be here.
You bet. You'll do a great job. And we're into the month of July, Taylor. Let's get the latest as far as summer projects that are going on and what's coming up for you.
Yeah, sure. We're in the midst of construction season, as I'm sure everybody knows. There's two seasons in Nebraska. There's winter and construction season. So, and sometimes those overlap. So far, we've got about four active projects going on and more in the works. And I'll go through this sort of east to west, west to east, as to what we're working on. The first project that we have in the western half of our district is in Imperial in North. That project takes place over Highway 6 from the city limits of Imperial to the junction of S-15A there. And then most of it occurs on Highway 61 north, about 10 or so miles north there. And that's just our standard mill and fill project. That project's going to get started here in a couple weeks, 7/13. And you can expect that project to last until early October. Again, that one hasn't started, but that one's starting here in a couple of weeks. So you can expect to see work in the Imperial area. Next, we have Max East and West. That project got started here last month. You'll notice we've got a signal set up there with a 16-foot width restriction. We always want to make sure we're open about our width restrictions, and we know we're letting people know that we have the road in a lane closure there. So there's a 16-foot width restriction with signals up over a bridge. They're widening that bridge there, putting more safe guardrail over that bridge just east of Max. And that project will wrap up around October to November. You can expect the signals down in a couple months there. Moving further to the east, in Stratton and West, that project is also active and going. We started that project early June. That project also has a bridge closure with a 16-foot width restriction in place. And that bridge will likely be done hopefully by the end of the month. There isn't that much work to go over the top of that bridge, and we can get that width restriction and those signals down hopefully by the end of the month. There's also going to be pavement repairs occurring within Stratton. So we are going to be repairing the concrete in preparation for an asphalt overlay and a road diet through the town of Stratton. So we'll be eliminating the four lane there and having a two lane with a two-way turn throughout town. And that work, the pavement repairs, are going to begin hopefully next week. One of the things we're experiencing construction season-wise, especially as we see rain happen over the state, which we're thankful for, but you know, a lot of these schedules are getting pushed forward, unfortunately. But hopefully that work starts next week. That's what we've been told. And we can get the pavement repair going within the town of Stratton. Expect to see the Max East and West and the Stratton projects both wrap up around the October-November timeframe. Moving further east, we have our projects in Holbrook and Arapaho. Right now, you're probably seeing some bridge closures in Holbrook and Arapaho. The bridge closure with signals in Holbrook, expect that one to be taken down by the end of the week. We're hopeful that we can get that one down by the end of the week and open up traffic at the east end of Holbrook there. Arapaho, that is a new bridge, so that one you're going to expect to see signals up there with a lane closure. That one is a 12-foot width restriction in Arapaho. Expect to see that one wrap up in November of this year. Between Holbrook and Arapahoe, we're also going to be doing some new asphalt. That is going to occur in spring of 2027. Just continuing on from that project at the end of Arapahoe, we're going to the N46 junction and doing some bridge repair on that and some asphalt work on that. That project probably isn't going to start up until early fall, late summer, you know, your August, September timeframe. But there will be a bridge closure on that one too, east of Arapahoe to the N46 junction and new asphalt. But again, we're not expecting that one to start until early fall, late summer. And then projects that we don't have but are coming up, McCook to the junction of 6 and 34. This is a major project for us. We're excited for it to be able to get some, you know, nice pavement and new bridges, but it is going to be a significant amount of work. This job has 5 bridges on it, and there will be multiple closures during that time. But that project we expect to start up in September, and that will be a 2-year project. Other work around the district, we're currently doing our annual paint striping. You've probably seen the striping truck. Make sure we're being safe passing that vehicle. Just want to encourage all drivers to check out our 511 for any travel tips to see where work is happening throughout the entire state. And if you have anything more, feel free to contact us. We'd like to remind drivers to put their phones down and buckle up and travel our highway safely.
Summer is probably the busiest of the seasons, Taylor. If you agreed on that one, of all the projects, that's when a lot of projects are that's when they take place, isn't it, during the summer season?
Yeah. You get that nice weather, sun up to sundown. The contractors can eat up all the hours, but it does make for a busy time for sure.
Yep, and those guys and gals, I should say, too, boy, they are out there in some hot, hot, hot weather conditions at times, too.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Website, you mentioned, I think you touched on that website. For more information on all what we talked about here, hit that website anytime.
Sure. Yep, it is 511.nebraska.gov.
Taylor, outstanding job. Thank you so much. We appreciate the time. We'll hook up again down the line as we get toward the fall season. We'll talk about what's coming up, okay?
Sure, looking forward to it, Rich.